Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, you guys took off all the kickoff things here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, they set the studio up for me and it's all like...
It's all weird, man.
Okay, so let's hear it. You ran out of here with family emergencies happening.
Dude, so much crap went down yesterday. It's like I don't even know where to start. So John has the flu. This is not food poisoning.
He's got the flu.
The dude has the flu.
Does he get a flu shot? I'm surprised that he...
I think he actually did get a flu shot this year. He doesn't always get them, but he's the one who... I don't get them, but I think he went and got one. I'm not positive it was this year. I didn't even ask
him. He must not have, because if you get the flu, when you have the flu shot, it should at the very least minimize the...
Yeah,
the severity.
I don't know. So maybe he didn't then.
Okay.
Yeah. But he... Last Friday night, we actually called it early, and because he broke out in a sweat, he was just burning up. But then on Saturday, he was much better. He got a good night's sleep, and he thought he was sort of past it. And then, I don't know if that was part of it or what, but he's miserable. So it's, super fun. Every half hour, I go in there and force him to drink Pedialyte and, But he did get up yesterday. He didn't eat anything, but he got up, and I made him like a bowl of broth that he was took one sip of and went, I can't eat that. I'm going to barf it.
Well, the flu's awful.
It's terrible.
The common cold is awful.
Yeah.
All of it.
No. So he was, and he wasn't delirious or anything. Like, he's had flus before where, he's ranting and raving in the bed. No speaking in tongues, none of that. He's just miserable. So then, this is a minor thing. Well, no one will even care about this except me. But throughout the day, I'm checking my emails. And I sit down and I open up my thing and I see an email from the place I buy my electronic cigarettes. And they're closed. That's it. After 10 years...
They're out of business.
They're out of business. They're like, we can't do it anymore. All the regulations, all the this, all the that. The end. Goodbye. And I'm like, could you have told me? That's as in I went to the site to see if I could, Uber load on all the stuff that I use. That's the only one I've used for all these years. And they're like, no, we're out of, sorry, you can't buy anything. There's no last minute anything. We're done. It's over. So
is that the FDA that sort of rides them?
I don't know. I was more concerned about why I couldn't get my stuff.
Your needs met.
I know, but
I just walked in. Sorry, I was doing something else. What site or store?
The place where I get my e-cigs and have for 10 years.
Oh, no.
So I guess, people obviously...
Oh, yay.
No, not oh, yay.
Well, find a replacement.
I'll have to find something. But that's the thing is that, I know that most... I am still addicted to nicotine. There's absolutely no question about that. I've been nicotine's bitch since I was 18 and started smoking regularly. Mm-hmm. But I haven't smoked an actual cigarette in probably pushing 10 years.
Wow.
Maybe not that long, 7 years, but for a really long time, I've been on these V2s and they were my brand and that was the thing. So if anybody has any recommendations,
text us.
Yeah, because I had the flavor I liked, I had the strength I liked, that was it. So, but on the other hand, I was like, well, maybe I'll just let this run out and then I'll go to the one time I quit using those lozenges. And they're just like, Nicorette lozenges.
Yeah,
or something.
I used the gum.
Yeah. I didn't love the gum because it was kind of hard. Mm-hmm. And I just stick the lozenges up in the, tuck them up beside my teeth on the outside, between my cheek and gum. Which I'm sure, will give me mouth cancer. everything's going to ruin everything. But I just I definitely do not want to go back to actually smoking cigarettes. And I'm afraid that. I have fears.
There's other brands of vape that you can use.
But the thing I liked about this one was it was like easy on me, It was.
Well, you'd figured it out.
Yeah. Well, I just mean physically it was easy on me. Like it definitely seemed to hit all, it ticked all the boxes for me.
Are you out?
No, I have probably 2 months of supply left.
2 months? Mm. Oh, wow.
It's weird. So what you made me think of, in the surfboard industry, there was this one guy who made the foam that all the boards were made from. Mm. All of them. all around the world, this dude, Clark Foam, in Laguna Beach, California, mm-hmm. down south, made these this foam blanks that all the boards were made out of. It's incredibly toxic. And he was constantly being hounded by the government, as he should be, to make sure he was following the regulations. Mm-hmm. And whatever he'd been at it for so long, and they'd been at him for so long, that one day he said, I quit. And he shut the whole thing down. And the whole industry went, oh. But sure, who we get our crap from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you even, through almost monopoly type tactics, kept others from getting into the business. Like, if anyone even took a sniff at a different company, he was like, I'll cut you right off. And they would go, okay, we're back. Like, he was, wow. He had it running. But the government, he just finally just said, I've made enough money. I'm moving to Oregon. He lives in, on a farm in Oregon now with all the money he made.
And cancer.
And, well, whatever. But, right. At, like, all these companies that,
that
you know,
toxic
they,
stuff.
They, like, I feel that way about doctor's offices sometimes when with the insurance companies they deal with.
Yeah.
Where they get, like, we just can't even practice medicine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What
does
we
it become
are,
not a, right, is we, an insurance conduit.
We spend all our time chasing money.
Right. I had two really great doctors. I love them. And they, just what you were saying, Vinny, they couldn't afford the insurance in California, picked up and moved to Nevada, both of them. Just because the rates are, they can afford.
It's, yeah, it's not good.
Well, whether or not that was the case, it's what it made me think of, is when a company just goes.
No, they were
goes,
saying it was dealing with the government, and there's just been so much, there's been just so much on the, and listen, you know, I'm with everybody, I don't want kids to vape, and the reason I don't want them to is because I don't want them to be addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us who are using that as an alternative to smoking, it's a real bummer, you know? And now I feel like, well, what? I'm going to, you know, get in bed with some other e-cig company and then they're going to fold and...
Well...
Just when you start to like something, isn't that the way it goes? It gets discontinued.
Did you, the Juul one is the one from here, right? We've heard the most about that one.
Yeah, we've heard that one. Someone just texted that one. I hear their commercials on the radio.
I've tried them. I don't, I don't love them.
How about this one? Someone says, 415 says Velvet Cloud is a local company, been using them for a couple years. It's a Marin, oh no, this is a different text. Someone's saying Marin County has banned all vapes and flavors.
Mm. Mm.
Great.
Sorry to hear that.
Maybe I'll just, now it's, you know.
So that was the other thing that went down on your in your day? Was there a third?
No, that was it. I just feel like we have so much going on right now.
I do
like,
too.
As, it's just... there's a lot.
Like
I know.
Avalanche coming.
Like I'm just trying to not, you know, spend all my energy thinking about things that I can't. You know, I gotta just wait till they come to me and then deal with them as they happen, and not sit and grind on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the last couple weeks, I was like, the last thing I need is a cold. And then waking up Sunday, I just went, oh God,
I have one.
Of course, I have a cold.
Woke up, my throat is like this big.
Oh, that's it. The sore mine started with a sore throat on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just couldn't call in sick on Monday because we were already shorthanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but Tuesday it just moved into my nose and now I'm just with the.
Yeah. Well, I just took some DayQuil.
I took one piece of
DayQuil.
But
I felt like I should have brought it because I can use another one.
Oh, I have another one in the car.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not, but, so I'd have two pills, and I took one. Okay. So I have the other pill.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to take two.
Yeah. It does. I feel like anytime I medicate myself for a cold, it definitely affects my speed of thinking, which I don't need any more slowdowns.
Right.
The 52-year thing is
enough
really,
trouble,
it's enough.
Right.
I want to be on all cylinders.
Plus, we've already got, I think, in my own head now, I've implemented multiple firewalls to keep myself from making the easy joke that's probably going to get me in trouble. So I find myself going, not that one, not that one.
Yeah.
And you take some DayQuil, and the next thing you know, your firewalls have crumbled.
There's
and you're saying that bad joke.
Right.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
The one thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. What am I thinking?
It was funny.
I'm not thinking.
But I'm packing my box today, aren't I?
No. Pack your box.
You know how that goes, though. I mean, oof, I was just kidding. Isn't an excuse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the vote went down. It was big news everywhere all day. I went to the Whole Foods with my little I voted sticker. The guy's like, how are the polls? I go, I don't know. I mailed it in. And I'm going right after work. I'm like, Holmes, good for you.
Did they mail you a sticker?
It comes with your little package, yes. Mm. So I was wearing it yesterday. But I followed it a little bit, and I'm happy. Everyone's happy. It seems to be... We're very politically active here in the Bay Area.
We are. I haven't seen a lot of the local results. I watched a lot of CNN where the mood went from pretty good to not that great. And we got a lot of seats in the House, but we certainly weren't able to make any ground in the Senate. And so it'll be more Washington gridlock. So that should be super fun. And the few things, like I really wanted that Beto O'Rourke guy to beat Ted Cruz. Like
He did,
Beto.
Didn't he?
He did not.
No. What?
No. In the end, it was not a great, there was no blue wave, and there was not a great day. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you're psyched. You got everything you wanted, just like always. And yet you'll whine about it.
Oh,
you'll
stop
find,
it.
You'll find a reason to whine.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't
the
do
Democrats,
it.
Let's talk about something else.
The Democrats whine pretty good, too, Sarah.
I don't know. Seems like we should take a cue from the Republicans on how to whine. So you've got everything, and yet you're whining. I know. Hit me the whambulance.
I didn't realize that. As I looked at most of the local stuff, it seems the Democrats swept everything.
Tell me about our local stuff.
Well, looks like Feinstein is in.
Yeah.
It looks like Gavin Newsom is in, which is neat.
That's great.
We like that guy.
Congrats, Gavin. I wish Hooman was here. He's got a line on him. He was saying, I guess he talked to Gavin the other day because he's got his 250-person birthday party coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, Gavin's going to go?
That's highly unlikely. But he said to Gavin, will you come? Gavin was like, yeah, I'll try and be there. He goes, I got to see what happens with the election and what kind of parties they have planned for me on Friday. But, I'm going to try and be there. I'm like, and Hooman's all hopeful. I'm like, not. I don't want to be the one that's like, dude, that dude is not coming to your party.
I would not be shocked.
Yeah, it's funny because he actually does do strange things like stop. Like, he's stopped by our Toys for Tots drive several times.
Yeah, totally.
Just randomly.
Well,
like,
he lives
with
here.
With his stained sweatshirt.
He does. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. He was clearly done with his work. His workout was like, hey, what's going on here? We're like, oh, really?
With your food stained sweatshirt.
Right.
It's like, oh,
let's get a picture.
You're a real guy. That's cool.
How funny that is it Beto?
Beto.
Beto?
Beto. Beto O'Rourke.
Concessions. Sure enough. A lot of the pictures I saw this morning at 3 as I was just thumbing. Yeah. I'm trying to thumb through all of it. It seemed celebratory. Mm. I was like, oh, look at that. The guy won it. Guess not, huh?
No.
It doesn't
Did
look
he
like
have
it.
A solid lead, Ted? Can some votes count later and maybe he can take...
No, I think it's over. I was watching CNN, on and off throughout the day because my husband was in bed, had it on, and I was in there all the time. And early on, it actually looked like he had a lead. It was going in his favor, but Ted Cruz squeaked it out, so...
It's very strange. Obviously, it's math and, there's formulas for this stuff, but they're able to declare stuff even though there's tons of votes still out there. They know what the returns are going to be and can sort of predict based on that.
408 says, I live here in Texas and I'm so bummed.
Mm. Yeah, that Beto guy, I don't know too much about him. But he looks just like my cousin Tucker, so I automatically like him. That's a good reason to vote for someone.
So it looks like the Republicans kept the Senate and the... The Democrats got the House?
Yeah. So does that mean that Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House again?
It's leading that way. Mm. Yeah. I don't know what the process is if she has to be voted in again.
Right.
Or
is she automatic?
I don't think it's automatic. I think there's some other hurdle. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah.
I tune out.
That's good. So it'll be.
The props are a lot of the props are still undecided. Prop 1 was the gas tax hike repeal. And that's still not declared. Mm. Prop 2, that gives them the right to spend a lot of money on mental health for homes for the mentally ill. Mm. It's great if they can do it. Mm-hmm. I fear, and someone wrote in and said, the government isn't the one who comes up with these initiatives. And I'm like, yeah, but the government is the one with the money. And they're the ones put in charge of actually getting things accomplished. And I don't know how good I feel about them doing that.
Right.
I hope they do. Mm. I'd love to see, look, I'm a drunk. I feel terrible for alcoholics out on the street. I could be one. But worse than any of it is that person who's mentally ill and is just roaming the streets with one sock. And you're like, oh my God, yeah. Dude, how can we not just save you from yourself?
Right.
You know?
I know. It's an that's the problem with homeless people is, you know.
Well, mentally ill homeless is
sure,
what I'm talking about
absolutely.
Specifically.
And there's, you know, there's a large degree. I mean, I don't know what the percentages are, but there's, you know, there's every person that's on the street has their story and their reasons and their background and their families and or lack thereof, or they've been pushed out of that because their family's done dealing with them. It's, you know, every single person has their own set of circumstances. There isn't a sweeping fix for this thing. And, you know, people whine about it and, you know, why would we let these people be? It's like, well, there's, you know, okay, what do you propose then? What should we do? We all agree that it's super sad and
Did Debbie have an answer?
No.
Oh, Debbie didn't answer?
Well, no. I mean, that was the thing. She's like, that shouldn't be allowed. I'm like, okay, it's not.
Mm. Boom. There you go.
What would you like to do about it? You know?
Well, it's not my problem.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, even if you put people in housing, you know, you can't fix their lives necessarily. And it's, I don't know. There's a
one of the big ones in town where I live was the Prop M.
Oh, what was that?
And that's a rent control measure. Uh-huh. Mm. And it didn't go through, it looks like. And it was so incredibly aggressive. And the people behind it, they were just talking like, I understand it's difficult as people are in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a person who buys homes and rents them, you're in the real estate business. That's your mm-hmm. business. You make money by renting homes to people and there's profit in that for you. Maybe that's a hard thing to understand for some, but that's what many people are up to there, right?
That's why they bought that apartment building.
This one of the guys behind the measure was quoted, and if I can find it, I'll say it right now, but it was something like, was, to paraphrase, he was saying about homeowners, the people who own the homes, he was saying, you know, for the person that lives in that home and is, he was talking about the homeowner as just happens to own the home, but the person who lives there. And I'm like, yeah, but they are the homeowner.
Right.
There's such a divide between.
Well, because it's so incredibly expensive to live here.
I know.
Absolutely rightfully so. People are super upset about it. You know, it's one thing if you're a Silicon Valley, you know, multimillionaire. Okay. You know, I can't feel as bad for you. But for a teacher or somebody who works at a gas station or, you know, just people who aren't making kajillions of dollars a year just to find some place to live, yeah. to call your house. Like, you can absolutely see both sides. But then again, you know, as a person who owns a home, I don't want to be told what I can rent it for. People, you know, we live in a capitalist society and I want to make the most money I can. Right. Everybody's got to get theirs.
Mm-hmm. This particular measure also included the landlord paying 6 months rent for relocation assistance. Like, it was gnarly.
Right.
And it didn't go through. But I'll find that quote for you just because it really does show that there's a very specific divide.
Mm.
Like, yeah, you own the home and I hate you. That I have to rent it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. I found it.
Okay.
That the fault of the person who is trying to get around the restrictions of rent control so they can make more profit off someone else's home they just happen to own. And I read that sentence and was like, well, yeah, but they own it.
Yeah.
They're though.
Not that they just happen to. They own it. They went through the process. They pay money for it every month.
They pay the insurance for it. They get that thing fixed when something's wrong.
And, right.
But because the prices are so out of control, there's just a divide.
And of course there is.
But that was what, that measure in particular had people going, I'm selling. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. No thanks.
I can't do it anymore. You know, it's Yikes. Probably no fun being a landlord either.
Anyway, coming up when we get to the news, I'll do a little bit of update on some of that stuff. But for the most part, I'll find the most nonsensical stories of all time.
Yeah, I'm also trying to avoid all things voting and politics.
Good.
Just want to have a nice day. I'd really love to have just a really nice day today. We'll do a secret show for you later.
We are. All right. Yeah.
And Hooman won't be there to say how much he doesn't want to be there. It's going to be great.
Yay!
Off to them for Hooman.
Oh, you are great.
Poor Brent. How are you feeling?
Amazing. Really, really good.
Are you on the mend or not?
No.
You're not coming around.
I'm on DayQuil, though, so I feel...
Oh boy, this whole show is all on drugs. This is fantastic.
Yeah. We're drowsy from the NyQuil yesterday, but, you know, countered out.
So you're literally not feeling any better?
No, I'm not. Well,
and what about the family? Are they still like keeping it in the house? The sickness?
No. Well, Anita, she took a few sick days, but she feels like she has to go back to work. So she's, you know how that is.
I do. Yeah. It sucks because you do need to go to work.
And the whole snotty baby thing is just really sad.
Oh, she got it too.
Yeah, she has it too.
Hey, tell that thing you said yesterday. I know we got to go to
a
song. You said about the new thing or whatever.
I'm sure Vinny knows about this. You know how there's a little suction ball to suck out the snot? There's a tube now that with the filter that most parents use because it's a lot more efficient. Like you can and you can just suck for a while and you can get it all out as opposed to just one.
Oh, you mean you use your own?
Yeah, and if you don't change the filter often, then you might taste some baby snot. I mean, waste your baby.
That's my baby snot. I'll take it.
Yeah, my baby snot
is
not as bad.
Right, but I told you
it's pretty good. So it's like a little vacuum. You're basically your mouth is
a lot more popular now than the.
I'll look into that. The missus might know about that, but I'll check.
I guess I don't have a kid. It just grossed me out. I was like,
you'd do it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, you'd do it just to give them a little bit of relief.
Look at the things you do for your man. Come on.
Ah, that's true. I actually, as you said that, I was thinking, would I do that for John? I'm like, yeah, I guess I would.
Yeah, there's all. Oh, God. For an adult?
I know, for an adult.
I know. I'm thinking of all the things you do.
With adult boogers, yeah.
Right, yuck. No, thanks.
I feel like grown-ups, man. You're on your own.
I know. Sucking out your own nostril.
One to the other. Yeah.
Maybe you can if it was totally right.
Oh. And some lotion you can put on the scabs
exactly.
around the sides of your nostrils.
And once you get all the snot out, put some Vicks Vapor Rub on there and keep it open. Yikes.
And don't come out till you're better.
Okay.
Punk.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back in a minute.
It's Sarah and Vinny.